Dude, your mom still makes the best fucking pot roast, man. I'm serious. Like, don't tell my mom, but your mom's cooking is way better. Sorry, I know I shouldn't cuss. Well, your mom's so serious about keeping everything super, you know, clean in here. I mean, God, look at your room. It's still pristine. My parents turned my room into a workout room. I know, it's messed up, right? Now whenever I go home, I have to sleep on the couch. Yeah. It's so weird being back in town. Yeah. Well, the big city was calling my name, alright? I have a gallery showing next week. Yep. I swear, like, half the reason I came back is so I could punch Tommy in the face. Yeah, he always made fun of my art. Oh, he just had a crush on me? Ugh. I hate that. No, it's dumb. No, it's a dumb thing to do. It's dumb that guys are taught when they're younger to just, like, make fun of girls that they like. It's really off-putting. Not you, though. You always ask to see my sketchbook right before class. We were supposed to be studying. But it made me feel good. I always looked forward to, like, showing you what I'd been working on lately. How did we always end up sitting together? Our names aren't anywhere close to each other in the alphabet. Yeah, I guess it does work out that way. In, like, a six-person row. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that is why we kept sitting next to each other. You almost got me in trouble so often. You used to make me laugh so much. I heard the business is doing really well out here. Yeah? Are you staying, like, really busy? I mean, that's good, right? Oh my god. This trophy. I can't believe you let me talk you onto the Mathletes. As if you and I weren't both big enough nerds. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't our fault that we didn't make it to regionals. It was really more of... Yeah, Sasha's fault. She turned green! Like, I've never seen a person actually turn green before. I don't know why she got so nervous. Oh, you know what? Actually, I do. It's because you were looking at her while she was giving her answers. Oh, yeah, dude, she had a huge crush on you. You didn't know? You're lying. No, she was all over you. You had a crush on somebody else on the team? Ooh, that is some hot goss to come back home to. Let me guess. Diane. No, everybody had a crush on Diane. Yeah, oh my god. Girl had a smile that could light up the whole room. I think she ended up going to New York to try and, like, be a model or something. She got, like, a couple of gigs. I mean, she was really pretty, and she was really friendly, so. Not your type. You're crazy. She was my type, I'll tell you that. No, she was straight. You like artsy girls. Ooh. Did you have a crush on me? Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I was the only one on the mathletes team that was doing art. Which is weird. You'd think there'd be more of us. There was a lot of crossover between, like, the artsy kids and the really smart kids. I am saying I'm really smart. Fuck you. Oh, you did? That's cute. Okay, cute is sometimes the wrong word. I'm flattered. I had a big crush on you too. Yeah, it wasn't really my thing in high school. I didn't want to date anybody. Yeah, there was that one girl, but that was really, really short. After that, I was like, I'm just going to focus on school. But, you know, I still had a thing for you. That you were totally oblivious to, by the way. So many memories. You know what'd be crazy? Well, I was just thinking, I'm back for a couple of days. Wouldn't it be crazy if I, like, took you on a date or something? Yeah, you're right. That would be totally crazy. That would be weird. But it could be, like, fun weird. What? What? I'm not fucking with you. Look, you're still cute. And I'm in town. And I just had a great dinner with you and your parents. I mean, we're so close, we're practically dating anyway. What if we just, you know, took a shot? And if we don't like it, then I'm gonna go home in a few days, so. That sounds more like a raunchy hookup. Oh, is that what you want? Ooh, right here in your childhood room. Wow, that's nasty. I am getting really close. What, you want me to move? I'll move if you want me to. I don't think you do. What do we used to say in school? I dare you. I double dog dare you to kiss me. I know we're not kids anymore. That's what makes this fun. Two grown-ass adults reliving their glory days. Only we're way hotter. And I can take you to fancy steak later on. Unless you don't want to. Did that feel weird? A little bit? Okay, but was it like bad weird or fun weird? Fun weird. Want me to do it again? Okay, you did the first one, whatever. But then I have to do one. I have to kiss you. What? You pushed back on me, so it stopped. Do you want to slow down? you know me, I've always been kind of impulsive. I like doing things on the spur of the moment. Just see what happens. It would be fun. Plus, I think doing it in your childhood bedroom would be really fucking dirty. Be super hot. I think I even came here with you a few times when we were studying. And I always thought about just... I always thought about how big your eyes would have gotten if I had just dropped down to my knees and, you know, unzipped you. Yeah, they're not gonna hear us. You just gotta be quiet. Come on. You can be a good boy for me and be quiet, right? Oh my god. Oh my god, you kinky little shit. Your eyes rolled back when I called you a good boy. Oh my god. No, I'm not letting this one go. Alright. Look at me. Be a good boy. And be quiet for me, okay? While I relive my little, you know, fantasy. If you want me to stop, say so, but I don't think you do. Yeah, you're right. It would be crazy to tell me no. Stop. So you gotta be really quiet, okay? And I'm gonna have to be quick too. I don't want your mom getting curious why we went all quiet up here. Hear you breathing hard. You're about to moan. But you're gonna be a good boy for me. And you're gonna be nice and quiet and still while I get you off, okay? Even tastier than I imagined. All that pre-cum? The way that you're throbbing on my tongue? The bed creaking. I'm gonna go faster. Bite the pillow or something if you need help being quiet, okay? You bet that I would be too. I'm not as good at following orders as you are. Oh? You wanna see? I don't know. I don't think that you could make me do what you want. Not the way that I can. You folded like a fucking house of cards. Oh, I know. Language again. Punish me. Get out of here. Do it again. Yeah, put your hand on the back of my head and force me down your cock again. I fucking love that. Do it. No? Why not? Because you're in charge now. Okay, sure. Yeah. If I tell you to lay back and be quiet for me, you'll do. It's not me being submissive. I just want to see what you're gonna do. Bend over the bed. Okay. I think that you're gonna find that I'm a lot harder to keep quiet than you are, hun. But okay. Here I am. All bent over and vulnerable and waiting for you. Those nice fingers you got there. Be quiet. I am being quiet. I'm whispering. Because you're about to shove your cock in me. Well, that's a good reason. I'm not biting a pillow, though. You're going to have to put your hand over my mouth. All right. Yes, sir. There you go. See? Pillow bitten. Mm.
voice. Just, fuck, just make me come, please. I'm so close. So, switchy guy, huh? Fuck, that feels good. Here. grab like a towel or something. Thanks. I was right. Fucking your childhood room was hot. Ooh. Yeah, too bad we can't do mine. Although, fucking on a treadmill could be fun. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to take you out to dinner first. You got yourself a deal. My childhood crush turned out to be a really good fuck. Is this real life? Oh shit, I think that's your mom. Quick, put your clothes on.